Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Steely Dan bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Jim Ballard here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for staying with me. That's my name. And we got Jim with us today. Jim is helping us understand the metaphysics of marketing, and not only marketing, but the way we connect with people, the spirit. He calls it the soul. I like to think of it as the spirit. You've heard me say this many times before, that this gaggle of collection of DNA, this protoplasm that's this earthly vessel we have is being driven around by a spirit. Some people call it a personality. Jim calls it soul. I think it's probably all the same thing. It's just a matter of but that's what makes all of us different. Even identical twins who look the same are different inside. They have different spirits, different souls, don't they, Jim?
Well, I like to call it, the soul, because it suggests that we're part of the divine. You know, that's the jewel. Mm-hmm. That it really goes beyond what we, our earthly thought, our materialistic thinking. And you know what you were saying before the break about how you were, even in college, that you would determine to see beyond the person's act. You know, what they put out there, what they looked like, mm-hmm. and acted like. And that's what I think we've got to do. I think when we before the break, you were saying pick the toughest person that you can, you know. And I would say that, you know, that's because we're addicts, because we're addicted to the surface thinking and acting. I would suggest pick a kind of fairly easy person, pick a person that isn't giving you trouble. But practice looking at the jewel in the person, thinking, okay, you know, somehow I'm going to pretend that this person really is divine, you know, inside. It's made of something much more than I'm reacting to. And if I really thought that, what would I say to them? How would I act to them? And mm-hmm. I find that a lot of times, that slows me down, so I don't say anything. I just listen to them. I just look at them and listen to them, and somehow that makes a difference.
How do we do this, Jim? How do we do this with people we haven't seen yet, like in the marketing part of the business? How do we think about this soul of people who are going to see our information, to see our websites, to hear our voice, before we have a chance to get to know them? How do we connect with those people metaphysically?
Well, it's really a good question, and you know, at the beginning, I just got to take a shot at it, and that is that, you know, my first reaction is to say, just figure that that's so, and that people out there are souls, that they are jewels. That's the best part of them, the very best part. Mm-hmm. I want to see the best part of them. In the way that I give this commercial, in the way that I draw this cartoon or put this Facebook page together, I want to appeal to the very best that's in those persons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would I say to them, or how would I talk to them if that's so? I don't want to appeal to the lower part of them.
Right.
I want to pretend that they're sweet, they're smart, they're upstanding, they're uplifting. What would I do? And probably if we asked ourselves those things, we'd change some things about the way that we're marketing.
My idea on that, Jim, is to be authentic. Use authentic language. Use transparent examples. Leave the manipulation in the back room or throw it out the back door. I don't care what you do with it. But get rid of the manipulation, get rid of the superficial stuff, and just be authentic and transparent. What do you think? I think that has the most direct connection to the soul. What do you think?
I agree, Jim, and you're getting to the point that I'd like to close with, which is that we've been talking about how other people are jewels, And if we start thinking of ourselves this way, if we start thinking, I am my spirit, I am my soul, which we forget, you know, we forget, then we're going to be authentic. I think we're going to be authentic because the soul, the jewel, is the real part of us, the realest mm-hmm. part of us. Mm-hmm. And if we get in touch with that, we're authentic. Am I right?
Absolutely. That's a perfect way to end our visit, Jim. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Give us the website, please.
It's the, I always have to remember it. You caught me.
Look for Jim Ballard online.
Oh, folks. I got it.
Okay.
It's lifecrafters.us.
Lifecrafters.us. Thanks, Jim, for being here. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.